at 7 p.m. Information at artscenter.org.
This is a rebroadcast of a performance originally presented on South Florida Arts Beat, Friday, September 14th, 2012. We hope you'll enjoy this magnificent South Florida group. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Lauded for their intelligence and immensely satisfying performances by the New York Times, our guests today have garnered worldwide recognition, praise, and awards as one of today's exceptional string quartets. Since forming in 1991, while their founding members were students at Juilliard, our guests quickly rose to international attention after their first season, winning the gold medal at the Tokyo International Music Competition before being named first prize winners of the prestigious Banff International String Quartet Competition. Their busy schedule has taken them across the Americas to Asia, Europe, and the Middle East. Performing with the greatest names in the classical world, their workshops, master classes, and residencies have educated and delighted thousands throughout the years. Advocates for neglected works of the past, as well as committed to the music of our time, they continue to commission new chamber music works and to present their unique concert and conversation series. Currently Florida International University's Ensemble in Residence, our guests are Misha Wittinson on violin, Marcia Littley, violin, Michael Klotz on viola, and Jason Calloway, cellist. Ladies and gentlemen, it is quite an honor to welcome to South Florida Arts Beat for their worldwide broadcast, the Amernay String Quartet.
Thank you for being with us, both here in the studio and online and on radio. We're going to begin with the first movement of Mendelssohn's Quartet in A minor, opus 13.
The Amernay String Quartet. We'll take a pause right now. More information at amernayquartet.com. Please stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat.
You're tuned to South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN. Good afternoon. Andy Wagner with you. Great to have you along. SHINE is a program that helps seniors understand their Medicare and health insurance. With large numbers of baby boomers joining the Medicare ranks daily, SHINE needs volunteers. Learn more about becoming a SHINE volunteer at floridashine.org or call 1-800-96-ELDER.
Diane Rehm, one of public radio's most popular personalities, is visiting South Florida to help benefit WLRN Public Media. Join us for Dinner with Diane Rehm, Friday evening, February 8th, at Fort Lauderdale's Marriott Harbor Beach Resort and Spa. Diane Rehm shares her experiences with some of our country's most influential citizens, and you can take part in the conversation, February 8th in Fort Lauderdale. Tickets available now at WLRN.org or call 866-247-9576.
This is a rebroadcast of a performance originally presented on South Florida Arts Beat, Friday, September 14th, 2012. We hope you'll enjoy this magnificent South Florida group. And we're back 19 and a half minutes past the hour. Ed Bell with you here on South Florida Arts Beat. Our guest today, the wonderful ensemble in residence at FIU School of Music, the Amernay String Quartet.
We're going to continue our program this afternoon with the second movement, the Dumka, of Dvorak's Quartet in E-flat, Opus 51.
Thank you.
The Amernay String Quartet in our Miami studios here on South Florida Arts Beat. For more info, amernayquartet.com. Please stay with us. Much more coming.
It's South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN. Good afternoon. City of Miami unites a diverse group of 17 to 24-year-olds for a year of services, tutors, mentors, and role models who make a difference to students and schools. You can learn more online at cityyear.org. City Year, give a year. Change the world. Coming up later today.
This year, more active duty troops took their own lives than died fighting in Afghanistan. Staffing has doubled at the Veterans Crisis Hotline.
I know that you're having a tough time, but I do want you to know that if you call us, you're not going to reach a recording here, ever.
Inside a suicide prevention center for troops and vets, today on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts at 4 p.m. here on 91.3 WLRN.
Undeniably the reigning virtuoso of the violin, multi-Grammy Award winner Itzhak Perlman enjoys superstar status. Beloved for his charm, humanity, and boundless talent, audiences everywhere praise his flawless technique, elegant interpretations, and impeccable precision. Itzhak Perlman, one of the great violinists of our era, in an intimate recital. Broward Center, January 7th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at 954-462-0222 or browardcenter.org.
This is a rebroadcast of a performance originally presented on South Florida Arts Beat, Friday, September 14th, 2012. We hope you'll enjoy this magnificent South Florida group. And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, 29 minutes past the hour. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical also offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also quite generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. The Amernay String Quartet Ensemble in Residence at FIU School of Music, that's located at University Park Campus Wertheim Performing Arts Center in Miami, can be reached at 305-348-2896, and much more information online at amernayquartet.com. And we welcome to the microphone Mr. Jason Calloway, their cellist. Hello.
Hello, Ed.
What an extreme delight. Something quite different for us here, and just amazing to hear the precision of and the emotion of your quartet. Magnificent. And of course, we want to mention you'll be performing for the Sunday Afternoons of Music for Children series January 20th at 3 p.m. on the University of Miami Gusman Concert Hall stage, correct?
Indeed, and we have a rather special musical treat planned for that afternoon, the nature of which we cannot divulge.
Faculty Award Ceremony at the Wertheim Performing Arts Center, September 27th, Faculty Convocation. You're giving master classes, Serenades at Sunset on October 7th. Tell us more about some of your upcoming dates far-flung throughout the U.S.
Indeed. Well, we begin our season at FIU on October the 10th. That's a Wednesday evening at 7:30 with the Haydn Quartet Opus 20 No. 5 in F minor, some of which we may play this afternoon if there's any time. And then the Fourth Quartet of Bartok and the famous American Quartet of Dvorak. And that's sort of a jumping off point for a very busy fall. We'll just have returned from, I think, 5 days in Guanajuato in Mexico, where we play at the Cervantino. It's the biggest festival in Mexico. And after that FIU concert, we head to Princeton, where we'll perform and record a concerto for quartet and orchestra with the Princeton University Orchestra, written by one of their faculty composers, Dmitry Tymochko. And then we return back to Florida. We make our Kennedy Center debut for the Fortis concerts on Friday the 26th of October. Mm. And we'll join our dear friend, James Toko, who teaches at the Cincinnati Conservatory, with whom we've collaborated many times in the Franck Piano Quintet.
Would you reintroduce us to your members?
Certainly. We have Misha Wittenson as our first violinist. Marcia Litley is our second violinist. Michael Klotz is the violist. And I'm Jason Calloway, the cellist.
Now, education is a big thing for you all. You are traveling literally all over the world and educating upcoming audiences for classical music and for the Amernay. Tell us a little bit about that effort. It's so necessary, isn't it?
Absolutely. We make a deliberate effort when we're on tour to give school visits and educational outreach activities, master classes, as often as we can. And I must squeeze this in, since we're, of course, at WLRN and the Miami-Dade School Board is across the street. We're often asked by students how it is that we came to play our instruments. And while our individual stories are all a bit different, mine is of interest, considering that despite the fact that my parents are both musicians originally, and I grew up with music around the house, as was the case for all of us, I picked up the cello because I went to public school outside Philadelphia. I went to school one day in the second grade, and there was a demonstration of the instruments of the string family. And I was so taken with the instrument, I went home and begged for a cello. We went out the same night and rented it, and I've never looked back. So it's very important that we make that plug for music in the public schools, because without it, there wouldn't be any place for us or our audience here in the studio or on the radio.
Well, thank you for that. I must say I'm quite jealous that you'll be giving a Miami-Dade County teacher's retreat at FIU November 6th, though. Maybe I can sneak a backstage pass in on that.
I think we could probably arrange that.
May we hear one more composition in this segment, Jason?
Certainly. We are going to play a very famous movement for quartet, the fourth of the fourth quartet of Bartok. And we'll let it speak for itself. It's a little different from the things we've played up till now.
Thank you, Jason. The Amernay String Quartet. Once again, more information at amernaycortet.com, or you can call 305-348-2896. Magnificent. The Amernay String Quartet. More after this break. Stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat.
Ed Bell's South Florida Arts Beat, which airs each Friday at 1 p.m., is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. on WLRN Extra HD, now with more power and better coverage in South Florida. Listen on your HD radio at 91.3-2 or live online at WLRN.org.
It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN. You can hear your favorite show tunes as the District Stage Company presents Broadway Songbook at South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. Evening performances on December 28th and 29th. Details at smdcac.org or at 786-573-5300.
Diane Rehm, one of public radio's most popular personalities, is visiting South Florida to help benefit WLRN Public Media. Join us for Dinner with Diane Rehm, Friday evening, February 8th, at Fort Lauderdale's Marriott Harbor Beach Resort and Spa. Diane Rehm shares her experiences with some of our country's most influential citizens, and you can take part in the conversation, February 8th in Fort Lauderdale. Tickets available now at WLRN.org or call 866-247-9576.
Hi, I'm Michael Stock. Tune in Sunday to folk and acoustic music. I play the best in contemporary and traditional bluegrass, blues, gospel, and more, including interviews, this week with Tret Fury, Eric Schwartz, and a look at the new publication of some old recordings of Florida folk music, Drop On Down in Florida. The Public Storyteller is at 4 o'clock, folk and acoustic music, Sunday, starting at 2.
And with this segment, we'll conclude our rebroadcast of the magnificent Amernay String Quartet, originally aired September 14th, 2012. And we have 20 minutes before the hour here on South Florida Arts Beat in our studios in Miami, the Amernay String Quartet.
We'll continue with the first movement of Haydn's F minor quartet, Opus 20, number 5. Thank you. String quartet of Giacomo Puccini, the work called Chrysanthemums.
Thank you.
Well, we thank you all here in the studio and on the air for being with us this afternoon. We're going to conclude with the selection of the preludes of Shostakovich, originally for the piano and happily arranged by Misha's father for string quartet. We're anticipating a recording of this will come out in probably about 2 years' time. So we hope you enjoy.
The Amorne String Quartet, Ensemble in Residence at FIU, School of Music, University Park Campus, Wertheim Performing Arts Center in Miami. Call them at 305-348-2896. Go online to Amorne, A-M-E-R-N-E-T, quartet.com. They will soon have many CDs on sale at their website. Jason Calloway on cello, Michael Klotz, viola, Marcia Litley on violin, Misha Wittinson on violin, the magnificent Amorne String Quartet. Thank you, one and all. Magnificent. Thank you all. Just magnificent.
Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical also offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Special thanks to our technical directors today, Andy Wagner on the broadcast mix with Chris DeAngelis on the music mix. We'd also like to thank our great support staff, Dan Nelson, Suzanne Tapper, and Uli Schachman of Friends of WLRN, Stephanie Martin and Susan Carroll with Friends of WLRN, Al Chikoy with WLRN-TV, Alfred Benson and Lewis Harrell of WLRN, and Jack Wolf of Impact Miami. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with host Joseph Cooper, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye, enjoy.
We have found the secret to the perfect pie crust, and boy, are you going to be surprised. I'm Ira Flatow. It's our holiday food extravaganza on Science Friday. We'll talk with America's Test Kitchen chef, Jack Bishop, on the science of good cooking and how to get the biggest bang out of your bubbly. That's all on Science Friday from NPR.
Talk of the Nation Science Friday coming up next here on South Florida's NPR News Station, 91.3 WLRN, HD1, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches, and 91.5 WKWM, HD1, Marathon, and Key West, live online at WLRN.org.
We'd like to thank